Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hello, I said hello. This the only place you ever thought to go.
You know that tune.
Well, that's what we've got to do. And the only way this thing can keep going is if we all remain on the same page. That's how we'll make money.
Like, we got to read it?
What do you mean, read it?
You
I don't know what
page.
You said. No. What do you mean, read it?
You said stay on the same page, but we don't have a script.
No.
What we do is we talk about our personal lives and pop culture.
Right.
And most of it is spontaneous improvisation, which is the key to creative genius.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to make money, Mole?
Yeah, but
the three of us have to work together then.
On what page, though? I don't even got a script.
Well, look at this.
Well, hello, Congressman Caramelli. Look at you. You got your suit. You got a suit jacket on. You got a tie.
Come on, get over it.
Let's go.
You got your fanny pack.
You're knocking over things.
Holy smoke, Senator.
What's going on, Scaremaster?
Went to the meeting this morning.
Meeting for what? Talking to the mic.
It looks like somebody is very professional now.
It's called
dressing to impress.
Well, we'll find out how everybody's doing once we get started with the show, okay?
Scaremaster, you look good, man. I feel like I'm buying insurance.
Thank you.
From an Armenian in Glendale.
You're not selling insurance, are you?
I'm not an Armenian in Glendale.
What?
Not an Armenian in Glendale.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, look, we're all back in the studio together. And I'm your old pal, Don Barris.
You guys know this song playing? It's a song from our podcast.
Okay, why don't you announce
your name? Oh, I'm Mo.
Okay, you should have done that earlier. We can't do this at the beginning.
It sounds pretty good.
No,
idiot.
All right, let's try to be professional.
Why am I an idiot? What did I do?
About being professional.
He announced his name.
Right.
You're
say
supposed
your name.
To know your name.
I did say my name, but I was excited about
the
song
again. No, you didn't announce your name, Jagoff.
Just say yours, Perry.
Scary Perry Caramello. You said, oh, hey, you know the song that was playing?
Hey, what? Did you know?
I know the song. I'm the one that provided you guys the band.
Really? I think Dan was pretty much their producer.
He's not their producer.
Pretty much, I was.
Did their music video.
Yeah, right.
Wrong?
He did one video.
How many videos did they do?
The one for that song.
Without me, you wouldn't have had that band.
I would have ended up finding them.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, anyway, we have a big show today, and if you've never heard our show before, I would say that we are the number one podcast.
Simply Don, the podcast network.
Okay, you're a little over-anxious there, Fido.
It's like you've been shot out of a cannon.
It sure has. I was going to talk about we're the number one podcast that talks about pop culture and our own personal lives. From what I understand, there's a lot of people trying to mimic us, but nobody can do what we're doing.
Not even Adam Carolla.
But we had a big week this week, and
I don't even want to get into it.
Well, Perry,
we just said we talk about our personal lives.
All right, then you know what we do? Here's what we do. We talk about something that we haven't done a lot of, but because of the fact when you were in the hospital for a short period, they kept playing a movie over
fucking
and over.
Nutty film.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for a little thing called Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
This is where Perry will review a movie. Now, Perry was in the hospital for 12 days, and in the rec area, they kept playing this movie over and over again. And what was the name of the movie, Perry?
Not a weekend at Bernie's. The name of the movie was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Have you ever seen that movie, Mole?
Totally. It's hilarious. I like Martini when he goes on the boat, and also when that guy Billy, when he slices his neck open, and also when the guy lights up like a pinball machine, the other guy plays like the breathing game with him with the pillow.
Okay, well, let's see what Perry has to say about this movie.
Well,
you know the end of the movie?
Look.
Oh, go ahead.
The movie starring Louis Fletcher and William Redfield, as well as Brad Dourif and Danny DeVito, and of course Christopher Lloyd, and
this is a double, of course.
Double, of course. The lead actor of this film was, I believe, Jack Nicholson's one of his first big movies.
Not really, but it was a big movie for him.
Yeah.
I believe he won the Academy Award, but that should have been what you were talking about.
Yeah, well.
All right, so talk about the movie.
Yeah, the movie reminds me way too much of where I've been for the past, 12 days? 14 days?
Yeah.
12 years.
You were in a movie?
No, not in the movie. I was in a fucking hospital.
But those guys were in a movie.
They were in a movie. I was in a hospital pretending I was in a movie.
So tell everyone what happens in the movie.
I'll tell you everybody that happened. I'll tell you what happens in the hospital to make it.
No, what we're doing is it's your movie review.
Oh.
This is why the bosses upstairs don't want you fucking doing anything. Because it's your movie review. Not talking about the hospital. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, movie review. This is a film about a bunch of guys, you know, mentally incompetent guys, guys that have problems with their family, whatever. But they're all in this insane asylum. Like Camarillo was, like Fairview, the hospital in Costa Mesa, like there's another one that I was in, near Loma Linda, I forget the name of it, and then Palm Springs, another mental institution. But and by the way, talking about Palm Springs being a mental institution, I'm going back for the 30th high school reunion this coming month in October 20th.
October 20th? Well, you know what? That's just around the corner. You know what? Not only is it your 30th year since you graduated from high school, this podcast that we're doing today will start airing on October 12th. And what is the 9th anniversary of October 12th for us?
That's Windy City Heat.
Can we go back to what happens in the movie? Hey, you know who produced that movie? Saul Zantz. Zantz Can't Dance.
I thought Michael Douglas had something.
He also did. Yeah. He produced it with him.
Okay, well, we'll get into our anniversaries. Go back to the movie a little bit. All right, let's finish this review of the movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Well, about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you know, they showed where Nurse Ratchet and the other nurses doing the medicine thing, and it's medicine time. Come and get your medicine. Everybody's standing in line, getting their drugs and stuff. Don't, please. And Nurse Ratchet had a little bit of a controlling attitude towards some of the patients.
If you had to compare yourself to someone in that movie and put us in the same roles,
Who would I be?
Let me be Martini.
Who?
Martini.
Let me see the cards.
Not Martini. Oh. Bencini.
Henry Mancini? Henry Mancini.
Not Henry Mancini.
Did the Pink Panther theme.
So what happens in the movie?
They go from playing cards in a game room to having they went on a fishing trip. Jack and his girlfriend steal a boat, I guess. They go on a big fishing trip.
McMurphy?
Right.
McMurphy escaped.
R.P. McMurphy.
Yeah.
McMurphy escaped.
You ever seen a beaver in your face that close?
Yeah, hell he did. I know he did. I sell two-way mirrors in his house in Long Beach.
The sad part about the film was when they put the sponges up against Jack Nicholson's temples and
to wash his head
and give him some juice.
You know what that was?
Yeah, it's the electrical
shock therapy.
That's right.
And then what happens to him?
Remember Blue Iris? She had that happen to her 13 times.
Oh God!
It's an unlucky number. When it
really is.
Stuff like that.
And now she's gone.
Where'd you go?
She died.
Oh,
she's
probably because
away.
She did that 13 times.
No, she lived through that, but I think it kind of beat her up a little bit.
Definitely.
Back to the movie.
What happened to the guy?
Well, he got so, you know, t- torqued from the electric therapy, the shock therapy that towards the end of the movie that Chief just couldn't stand looking at Jack Nicholson all messed up with that shock therapy.
So what did he do?
Put a pillow over his face and smothered him to death.
Spoiler alert.
You gotta say that before you tell the end of the movie, Barry.
That is the end of the movie.
I know, but you gotta say spoiler alert. So
okay,
people...
so then what did he do? Then what did he do after he did the breathing game?
Breathing game?
Yeah, he did the pillow, and then you remember what he did?
That was basically the end of the movie.
What about the water fountain?
What?
He pulls a water fountain.
Oh, yeah. It's not a water fountain, that's a sink.
Okay. What did he do?
Pulled the sink right out of the ground.
And then what did he do with it?
He threw it out the window.
And then what did he do?
Then he escaped.
And then you know what? And then you see him going across the field. And do you know what the cop said to Nurse Ratched?
What?
You left your engine running.
You know, I thought when I saw that movie, I thought this is going to be a great intro to the sequel. And I thought it would be like the chief, what he did once he got out of the institution, where it would go from there. But they didn't do that,
that,
you know.
That's the cute and funny.
Yeah. What's cute and funny?
You left your engine running.
No, it's
now,
a true story.
Who would you say?
It is a true story, I know.
All right, put us in the characters. What character would you have been?
Myself, I would see myself as either Jack Nicholson or...
Martini. Not Martini.
Pansini.
Which one was Pansini?
The guy
Henry
was,
Mancini.
Not Henry Mancini.
Moon River.
No, you guys. The guy that was strapped down to the bed in the beginning of the film. That's who I would have been.
Who's that? Billy?
Mancini.
You don't have to tell my mother.
That's who you do.
Billy Bibbit.
That's the other guy.
Is it Bibbit?
How about Christopher Lloyd's in that, too?
I know.
How did he sound? What did he say? Do you, Christopher Lloyd?
Oh, you know. Oh.
Time for your anima, Christopher Lloyd.
Time for medication?
Your anima.
Danny DeVito, he would be the other guy that I probably would be.
You know, after they...
he would be more like my dad.
After he does a breathing game and he kills McMurphy... Nurse Ratched comes in and Martini goes, give him an enema. And the nurse goes, no, it's not going to help him. He goes, give him an enema. He's messed up. He goes, give him an enema. She goes, look, he's dead. What good's an enema going to do? And Martini goes, couldn't hurt.
That was a joke.
That's in the director's cut.
That's definitely a joke.
That's the director's cut. Watch the Blu-ray, dude.
I'll have to do that. Well, anyway... I can see why the bosses upstairs don't like this segment. That, once again, was Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Because you guys are always interrupting my movie time.
I think we helped out.
Yeah,
we talk about the historic
director's
cuts and alt endings and deleted scenes and our own personalized and pop culture.
All right, I mentioned this before. But today, the day that this starts airing, what big event in the history of the Big Three happened today, 9 years ago?
Nine eleven?
No, it's not 9/11. What the fuck are you
he
talking
said 9/11.
About?
No,
but I asked you, and you said 9/11.
I said don't say 9/11 because it's not 9/11 today.
Oh, jeez.
10/11 is my daughter's birthday. 10/12 is when we had the release of the movie.
Right. Exactly.
What are we doing for your daughter's birthday this year? She's 21.
She's not 21.
How old is she?
23 or 4.
You know what's really nice? I'll tell you something funny. Perry had not talked to his daughter in a long time. And Perry's manager, and this is one of these feel-good stories, Perry's manager actually got Perry and his daughter talking again.
Oh, that's nice.
That was
text
really...
text messaging, yeah.
Well, it's better than before.
Yeah.
What do you text her? Do you text her emoticons and stuff?
No,
Do you ever text her pictures of girls with huge tits or anything?
Shut up!
Like, this could be your new mommy.
God, you guys are fucking assholes.
Why don't you text her something... Say, I met this lady. We're finally going to give you that baby brother you've been wanting.
Dude, if I'm going to give my daughter a baby brother, That would have been 20 years ago.
Okay, no, but Barry,
you got to get over
late.
This whole time frame.
Exactly.
I'm old enough to be a grandfather.
What would it be like for her to have a little brother running around? Hey, come on.
At the age of 23?
Yeah. It'd be nice for her. I don't know. It's your final decision, but I
don't want any more kids.
I don't see
One's
why
enough.
It's a bad thing.
Listen, I just think it's
One's enough.
I think you need to share your offspring with the world.
I do too.
Before the Indian comes
Did
in and plays the breathing game with
you. Did you volunteer for me to share my offspring on in the world?
Don't even look at Mary Jane that way. It's not funny at all. Mary Jane, your immediate thought about Perry talking about even touching you.
That's unacceptable. Shoot me in the head.
Shoot you in the
oh,
head.
Oh, by the way, another big three anniversary is coming because on October 15th, it marks the two-year anniversary of us doing podcasts together. Our first podcast went up on October 15th,
two years ago
on Ace Broadcast.
God, October it feels 15th. Like so much longer than 2 years.
It really does.
It feels like a really like we've been doing a really long time.
Yeah.
Isn't that the night that
Chicago
the lights went out in
died.
Georgia?
What?
The night the lights went out in Georgia.
I said the night Chicago died.
So we both went two different routes.
No,
what is the final answer? Is it A, the night Chicago died, or B, the night the lights went out in Georgia?
The night the lights went out in Georgia.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Oh,
fuck
man.
Yeah.
Nice job.
That's a
dude.
Night that they shot an innocent man.
Whoa!
don't trust yourself to no southern lawyer.
That's it.
Because the Georgia Patrol's got blood stains on his hands.
That's it, baby.
So that
night, excuse me, is the night this year we're going to be doing the big show at the store, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big show.
Well, I call it a big show because, for one, I'm going to be...
You're doing Back in Black.
You're damn right.
You're going to wear the suit?
Hey, Mole, is there any way that you could come to that thing?
Am I allowed to?
Are you kidding? You're
when does it go?
I'm back!
You know what would be fun? And I'll tell you what might be fun. Is when he comes up to sing his song because we're doing a lot of the songs.
I accompany him on like a sticks.
You come out and you introduce him and then maybe help him in any way.
Oh,
you can.
I could. Yeah, I could. You could bring me up. I could bring Scaremaster up. Scaremaster could do the song and I could. Oh, what if I play drums?
We have drums there.
I don't know how to play them,
but that would help. By the way, speaking of drums. I want to show you this. We got something the other day. If I was to mention this guy's name to you, Sib Hashing.
Oh, man. You'd be talking about the rocking his dude. You'd be talking about a guy who not only wants his peace of mind, he wants a long time peace of mind. A guy who's smoking. A guy who don't look back. A guy who wants to take you by the hand and make you understand Amanda.
Okay, what you're saying...
Are
you're
those
thinking
all the
of,
songs that he wrote or something?
No, this is the drummer from the band Boston.
Oh, my dude.
Now, he, from what I understand, is a big fan of the Big Three podcast.
Oh, really?
Awesome. And when he would even think about us, man, that just blows my
that's
mind.
That's cool.
Well, guess what? Here's how much he thought about us. When you celebrated your birthday a while back, look what he sent.
What? Whoa!
I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
Yeah, Master, look at this.
I'm totally speechless.
Tell him what it was.
They're throwing that shit at me.
Tell him what it is, Mole.
That's a
it's an autographed picture.
That's a 5x7. It's a 5x7 picture of your favorite.
It's an autographed picture
of Sib.
And what's it say?
It says Sib Hashing to Mole. You kick a word. Oh,
fucking awesome, man.
That's cool.
Drums. Percussion,
and
vocals,
look on the other
Boston.
Side. There's another side.
Ah, it says, hey, Maul. Oh, wow. Thanks, Sib. Hey, Sib, you kick a word.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And I knew that would make you happy. We haven't done a show where I've seen you for a while, but I've had that for a little while.
Man, it's exciting.
And you know,
look at how jealous Scaremaster is.
I'm not jealous. I'm congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm just speechless.
What if Angus Young sent you a picture? You wouldn't be excited.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. But he probably doesn't listen to the podcast.
Maybe, never know.
Right now it is time to do something where we involve the people at home. a time where you can get what you have on your mind and let us hear about it. It's time right now for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now we have a few shout outs for today. Mole, would you like to start us off with one?
Dear Perry, I want you to please tell the spaghetti joke. I have enclosed $20. If you tell the entire spaghetti joke from start to finish, the $20 becomes the property of Perry. If you need assistance with the joke, you can ask Mo for help. But if you don't tell the entire spaghetti joke, or if you F it up, the $20 goes to Dan, Barney, Mo, and Mary Jane. Thank you for your compliance. Sincerely, Anakin Skywalker.
So you want to tell the spaghetti joke?
Oh, my God.
Don't mess it up, man.
Because if you mess it up...
What? Spaghetti joke, what? About... my ex-wife fucking up on her cooking in the
of the
spaghetti joke. And how I used to bitch her out and get fucking mad. I mean, there's really no joke there. It's just all reality bullshit. So what? There really is no joke there. It's just
okay. So you're not gonna do it. Well, then we keep it. Thank you.
Oh yeah,
Perry. It said tell the joke.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about? Keep the fucking money. I got nothing to say.
Oh, wait. Talking about the joke. I come home from work.
Yeah.
I come home from work. I ask her what she's making. She goes, "Your favorite sauce." I go, "What's in the sauce?" And she says, I forget what she was saying, but there were two ingredients she did not mention.
What were those two ingredients?
My favorite two ingredients. Garlic and oregano. And I said, "Where's the garlic? Where's the oregano?" "You don't put oregano in marinara sauce or something like that?" And I fucking grabbed her by the throat.
No, you strangled her. She didn't put oregano in the mushrooms that time, in the sautéed mushrooms.
That was it.
Yeah, remember your joke.
This is the spaghetti joke we're talking about. Not the time you strangled her for not putting oregano. You wanted to strangle her because she cooked the spaghetti in a sauce
pot. There's just so much shit that's been going on in my life.
So many different times that you
lately.
Strangled her. Okay. Yep. Okay, the 20, one time you strangled her for mushrooms and threw up against your refrigerator because she didn't put oregano in the sauce.
That's my favorite time. You know why?
Because it's Christmas time.
He put her up against the refrigerator, choking her, and her feet were off the ground.
Yeah, it was Christmas time.
Yeah, the doctor that I picked up.
Now, tell us about that. Did he forget to put oregano and stuff?
No, the fucking guy put a Thorazine shot in my back.
So he gave you the stuff that turned you into Thor. Explain
Thorazine
what that is.
Thorazine is the name of a medication.
Right. Experimental stuff.
Hold on. This was at the hospital that you spent 12 days in the Kaiser Permanente psych ward.
Yes.
Take it from there. And you had a doctor that gave you the wrong medication.
The wrong medication. It was something that I'm allergic to.
And what was that?
Thorazine is one of them. Prozac I'm allergic to. Thorazine I'm allergic
Pizza.
To.
He's not allergic to pizza. He's
allergic
Italian.
To lactose. Yeah.
He's a gypsy Italian. They're not allergic to
cheese.
Pizza.
I'm allergic to cow dairy.
Not allergic to oregano or garlic.
No, those are seasonings.
But you're allergic to the Thor medicine. You're allergic to cheese.
The Thor medicine. That's right. Thorazine. So, you know, I have to take stuff to get me, So now, why are you guys keeping the $20?
I'm not keeping $20. What I want to know is, did you take the Thor medicine before or after you guys went on the fishing trip in the guy's boat?
So you're talking about being a part of the movie and stuff. We didn't go on no fishing trip. I was in the hospital.
That was the movie that you saw.
But the movie that I saw, if we were... in the movie.
Okay, but Perry, that was during Perry's movie time. We've moved on. We're in the $10 shout-out segment now. All right, let me read this next one. Dear Big Three, I'm back once again with my report on new info. What I'm finding to be one of the worst people that I've ever been around or have ever had to deal with. I have a reason to believe that the filthy Italian gypsy may have been lying about going into the Kaiser Permanente psych ward. I have people looking at it to see... what is becoming a once-a-week occurrence of catching the gypsy fib master and another one of his nonstop lies. Anyway, if you need my help in any way, I'm always there for you. Big Three, Hugh A. Craig III.
Who the hell is that?
He's been writing...
He's the guy who's been writing the Perry leaks.
You know what, Hugh? I think that we're going to call you our little snippet over there. Or what do you think it would be a good name?
No, I don't know what.
All right, we'll think of a nickname for Hugh, and we always appreciate your information.
Oh, here we go.
And I would be interested to see if Perry was in the hospital or not. Were you in the hospital for 12 days?
Do I have to talk about it?
I think you should.
I think I shouldn't.
You don't
Why?
Have to if you don't want to.
I don't want to.
Why not?
You. It's just, I don't want to. I don't.
It's part
want
of his personal life he doesn't want to talk about.
Thank
you know,
you.
And I can understand that because some people think like the fact that Perry committed himself to a mental institution, maybe that's something that we shouldn't talk about on the show. Maybe we're just getting too real, and it's just, you know what? Maybe this whole kind of cinema verite of seeing the unraveling of a crazy narcissist and weighing that against his need for recognition and affection versus his underlying deep-seated mental illness might pass a certain line of decorum and taste that even the most ardent fan would say is just too much. But then, you know, some other guys, you know, never would have let her go. I stashed a bill in my shirt. That's some Harry Chapin tax.
I didn't know that.
Remember? And another man might have been angry.
You make an interesting point, Paul.
I didn't
There's
even know
no
what
question.
I said.
I don't know what you said either. But here's what I would like to bring up. Would you at least address the issue of this guy says he might have information that claims that you weren't even in the hospital?
Aha, jacuse.
First off, who's this guy, one?
That's Hugh H. Craig III. He's the guy.
He's the editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks, dude. You got to give him some credibility.
The editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
He's the guy that went into your bank account, things like that. So he found
everything
out a lot
has
of
been
interesting.
Completely
so that's the guy that's been, whatchamacallit, hacking into my stuff.
I don't think he's hacked into lately because I told him not to anymore. But he said he found some information about the possibility about you not going to the hospital. And I think that would be best, and I really mean this, if you didn't go, I think, you know, to come clean right now would be the best thing to do instead of waiting for later when everyone finds out and then they hate you for lying and lying and lying again.
All right, I'll come clean.
What do you mean?
I'll come clean.
What do you mean you'll come clean?
You want me to come clean? I'll come clean.
What?
Yeah. You guys have caught me in a lie. This is like the biggest lie I've ever told in ages.
What?
Because I'm the worst when it comes to holding down a lie.
What?
I have the hardest trouble being able to tell a lie and keep a lie.
Because you're a truthful guy.
Because I'm a truthful guy.
That's
Thank
what we
you
know
very
you
much.
As. We know you as the guy that never lied. So you never went to the hospital?
No.
So in the rec room that you went in the psych ward of the Kaiser Permanente, they were not playing One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest on a loop, like you said earlier.
It does seem especially insensitive for the people who program the films to dig up a Milos Forman movie from the 70s that's about mental illness and play that in a psych ward.
It does seem a little weird, but that did not...
It was playing in my psych ward.
So Perry, what does that mean? So you didn't go into the hospital and say you were going to commit suicide?
No. I played a stupid, lying game on planet Earth because I was looking for sympathy. I was in a bad state of mind that one day, the day the fucking shuttle flew over.
The day the music died.
Okay, if you want to call it
that. Shuttle flew over, okay.
The shuttle flew over. I was going through some mental shit. I dropped off my friend. I left, and just some mental shit's going through my head. And I just said, I can't handle it no more. I'm done.
So you lied to us and made us feel bad.
I lied to everybody. I lied to you guys.
All
I lied
the fans.
To fucking Lisa. I lied to her.
You never got
Mary
Thor
Jane.
Medicine.
Are you on medication?
I'm on medicine, but I'm not on the medication that I'm allergic to.
You were never given that.
So you never choked
the
doctor out.
I wasn't given that this time, but it was given to me before.
Yeah, years ago, some other thing that you went to.
Almost
look,
like.
Look, I've been in the hospital.
Well, yeah, everyone's been in the hospital.
Stupid. Shut your fucking mouth.
You were in the hospital because you broke your neck skateboarding, not
twice.
Because you got given Thor medicine.
Thorazine
you got
was
in
given
the hospital
to me
because of your broken
Thorazine
skateboarding
was
neck
given
twice.
To me
not this time. You didn't get any
when
Thor
I was
medicine.
In the mental institution
this
back
yeah, but you just weren't.
80s.
Yeah, but that was the
back
80s.
In the
80s. That was
okay.
The 80s, but this isn't the 80s.
No.
This is now, dude. You didn't get Thor medicine and you didn't break your neck skateboarding again.
That was a couple years ago.
All right. Well, then maybe you lied about that, too. Maybe you've lied about all these hospitals. Maybe. Oh, really? Maybe you never even did a commercial for Alvarado Hospital.
Is that true? Randy Callen is a made-up figure in your mind?
Please.
It's another hospital lie.
If Randy Callahan was a made-up figure, then the gay shit would have never even happened.
Well, then maybe it's just your way of coping with it. Maybe that's just your way of
Then every fucking extra role I've done was fake. I never did any of them, okay?
And then Windy City, he was fake.
That was real. Why was that real?
No, I don't know.
Why was Windy City Heat real? Because you and I were in that movie. It's on DVD.
Maybe it's just one of those shared experiences where we all had the same mental thing going on.
You think
maybe
so?
Maybe that pipe that you have in your hand, man, is fake.
Oh, yeah? Really, Scaremaster? I don't think you
maybe
should
that fucking smoke that's coming out of your mouth
when you
is
were
fake,
there
man.
Lying to us when we were. Oh, man.
Well, you know what?
And you know what? Lying again, you guys. I apologize.
Look at this.
From the
I'm
bottom of my heart.
I'm sticking my left
apologize.
Index finger at you, and I'm scraping the top of it with my right index finger like that.
And you're pushing like, all the shit off your finger into my face.
It's
huh?
Almost like you're saying,
shame
on you,
shame.
Perry.
Everybody knows your
shame,
name, Scaremaster.
So, Perry, this entire time, you were fucking with us.
Yeah.
You were fucking with us?
Yeah. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it at all.
Listen, let me ask you a question, okay?
What?
When you were in the hospital, you know you missed the big meeting we had set up.
Yeah, with Matt.
I fucked up the contract.
All right. Well, I don't know if there's a contract on iTunes, like I told you before.
Well,
okay.
The Triple T Matt meeting is...
You know what? Let's move on. Mole, would you read this next letter?
I will, but I'm really freaked out right now.
I don't blame you.
This one says, "Dear Dan, I apologize for my last letter. I apparently misspelled your name in a way that brought a painful childhood memory. By misspelling your name as Dan Bear Ass, I've apparently triggered visions of snotty-nosed kids on the school bus yelling, 'Dan Bear Ass at you.' I didn't know that there was a sore spot, and I'm sorry. On a personal note, I sympathize."
Shut up. Just shut up.
"My last name is Hollerback, and I've been called a Hollerback Girl 3 times a week since 2004. Anyways, to make it up to you, I've included $40 in a list of sponsors that are keen to sponsoring comedy podcasts and detailed instructions how to land these deals. Hope they're no hard feelings. And please consider me as a possible replacement if Perry Caramelli is detained any longer in the loony bin. Also, it's a good thing Perry Caramelli is a Javajo's witness. This way he can stay in the asylum through Christmas and always have an excuse of why he's not giving doctors and nurses Christmas gifts. Even though they've been putting up with his temper and sponge bathing the grease off of his disgusting Italian A-word. Italians, the lowest form of humans. Big three. Much love, Eric Hollerback. P.S. Catch me on the Self-Indulgent Podcast, episode 121.
Okay.
Learned something there.
I got to just tell you, man.
I'm sorry, Eric. That was a big lie about Scaremaster in the hospital. Sorry that you're sending all your sympathies to him there.
Yeah. People really cared about you, man.
Yeah, you know how much money was spent at that candlelight vigil, dude?
By the way, if you have any pictures of the candlelight vigil, hoping that Perry would get out of the hospital, because I know that
please
there's a lot of
send those to us.
Please send it or put it up on Facebook. I'm dying to kind of see it. I'm very sorry that you were conned. I
so
really am.
I'm very sorry.
You're
that
not sorry. You did it.
You've done it before. Well, you know what? This is what we got to do. We got to put up with it, Mole, because you know what?
He's the best.
No, it's not that he's the best.
We love him. He's our buddy.
No.
He's the mental institution.
No, because Perry, this is his thing. This is his big thing. And you know what? If we didn't have this, we would have nothing. Wait a second. I'm completely wrong. We have plenty of things where this is the only thing Perry has going for him. Well, keep doing it, Perry. It will be over soon. And to the people out there, I say this from the bottom of my heart. I'm really sorry for what Perry did, and I'm sorry that you poured your emotions into something. You know what? I don't think Perry's ever going to understand what the fuck he does. And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Wow. Well, this whole thing makes me wonder if there's anything I can ever believe in again. Well, it's time to talk about a real hero. It's time once again for the Cookie Caramello update.
Hey, Sib Hashin, drum roll.
All right, Cookie Caramello is Perry's father, and Cookie was a cook in the Navy. That's where he gained his fame. He served tours of duty in not only World War II, but also the Korean conflict. But what he's most known for wasn't his cooking. It was for the policy of the don't ask, don't tell. He was the first guy to really fight for something like that.
He was doing don't ask, don't tell.
And on February, when I think it was.
He invented the Ookie cookie.
The Ookie cookie?
Excuse me.
I did not know he invented the Ookie cookie.
That's the word.
In early February, they pulled the plug on Cookie. And every show, we try to find out how he's doing. Cookie Caramello, is he alive or is he dead?
If he was dead, I'd let you guys know him.
Did you tell him you were in a mental institution?
Did you lie to him? Yeah.
I haven't.
So he was checking on you on Facebook and seeing everybody saying.
He can't see. He doesn't. He's.
I thought you gave him $6,000 for.
I've given him $8,000.
For new eyes, right?
So he can see out of one eye, but not, you know.
But not the other?
He's unable to read. He can see, you know.
He's illiterate?
Can he play the piano?
That was my mom's job. My mom was the pianist in the family. My dad.
I heard that Cookie said to the doctor, when you put these eyes in, will I be able to play the piano? The doctor said, she'll be fine. He goes, great, because I couldn't play it before.
Is that what he really said?
Oh, God.
Or is
no,
that?
No, Mom.
Or did Cookie Caramello lie about that?
No, he didn't lie. No, Mom. Sorry.
Is the Caramello
that's a word.
Trait Caravello. In their family to lie to everything?
No, we don't lie about everything. You know, I'm not a big time liar.
This week you are. You're the biggest time
this
liar
week,
in the town
okay,
this week.
I lied about the fucking hospital thing because I was stupid and I wanted some fucking sympathy for something dumb. What did I do? I put my fucking foot in my mouth.
You sure did.
Mm. Yeah, you did. But that's fine, Perry. You can do it. You can do anything you want, right?
But
right,
it went Mo? On for a long
but
time.
I wanna, I
but
wanna,
that lie went on for a long time.
What how long? Would it? What, 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a long time to be lying to people.
Yeah, especially when everyone's depending upon you because we're trying to do a job.
I mean, that 2 weeks to lie to someone scared me. Could you imagine us sitting there and lying to you and just fabricating some bullshit scenario just forever? Just try to just say this is what the reality is.
I would want no part of that. I would want no part of that. Stop, Perry. Let's just move on. We've got to put up with it because you're Perry, right?
That's right.
Exactly. Because you're better than us. We
better.
We have all the time in the world to fuck around.
Better
with
get
this.
A bucket. I'm going to vomit.
Yeah.
Ah.
Thanks, Perry. Thanks. I don't think you understand how much this hurts us. Especially
I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
I expect this sort of stuff from Vince in the sound room, but you're my best friend.
How can I be your best friend? I don't even know where the fuck you live.
I'll tell you this. You know what's really crazy? You bring up Vince. Now, he's been our sound guy for a while and doing a great job in the sound. But every time we go into the sound room of the studio at a secret location in West Hollywood.
Apple cherry with tobacco smoke all over the place.
Not only
apple
that,
cherry with tobacco
but things
smoke.
Are missing. Vince is a thief.
Really? Don't say anything. Don't you want him to hear him? You should set something up where you catch him. Oh, I got a good idea. You should put like put like some money under a box with a stick and a string on it. He's probably, we'll talk about it after.
Or you know what I should do? Put some money into a wallet with an arrow pointing at the wallet. See if he takes it.
Oh, you know what you do? You get it one of those little cocaine bottles and fill it with rat poison. All right, so Scaremaster, no more fake mental institutions?
No more.
Because how are we going to know? You're like the boy who cried crazy wolf.
Right.
I'm already.
How about when you really do go to a mental institution, be like, oh, sure you are.
Yeah.
I'm really going to kill myself this time. Sure you are.
Sure you
They're
are.
They're giving me Thor medicine. Right.
By the way, look at this on Campbell's Soups. Perry the Platypus.
Oh, cool. Let me see.
No.
No?
You know Perry the Platypus, don't you, Mole?
Yeah, the guy on the show with Phineas and Ferb.
Exactly.
Modeled after Scary Perry's role in Windy City Heat, allegedly.
Yeah.
Exactly, and I'm not making a dime. I'm not making.
How much are you making off that?
I'm not making a penny off that.
Do you know a platypus isn't actually a fish?
What is a platypus?
You know.
I don't know.
I don't know what a platypus is.
Cockspill platypus.
Don't ask me.
Ancient reptile.
I don't know.
Hey, is that a phone call coming?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? If it is, send it on through, please.
Hello, babies. Hello. Haven't seen your face for a while. Have you quit doing time for me, or are you still the same spoiled child?
Hey, Mr. Adams. How are you?
So very, very wonderful to hear the big three back in form.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm not so sure about that, Mr. Adams.
Why, Mr. Bonus? What's the problem?
I'll tell him. Well, first, we didn't know if it's worth doing the podcast because Perry's all messed up and stuff. And he's really been unprofessional.
That's right.
Really unprofessional. And disrespectful.
I understand that Perry checking himself into a mental hospital on a whim isn't exactly professional towards Mr. Bonus's hard work.
I know.
But listen, if I may, Mr. Bonus, I believe the poet's 38 special said it best when they said, when Perry lets you down, the heart needs a second chance.
They also did Hold On Loosely.
And Caught Up In You.
Yes, these are all quality 38 special tunes. But Mr. Barnes, listen, my papa taught me that the heart wants what it wants, and also the penis, even more so, usually, it wants what it wants.
I don't really get that. What are you
that,
saying?
You know what, that is not important. What is important is that the three of you get back to delivering the finest cast in Podlandia. Now, on to big news. Perry, I have a bit of a surprise for you.
Really?
Would you like to hear what it is? Listen. I've nearly secured you an audition to a wonderful telly program that I believe you would be perfection within.
Oh,
I've
really?
Sent along Walter with something to get you excited about. Walter, give him the show.
It's for Scaremaster?
Yes, indeed. It was for Scaremaster. Perry, tell me, look at it.
What do you think? It says Glee.
Yes, look, Glee. Yes,
you guys are
going to
set me up with Glee?
I'll tell you something. Your voice plus your love of show tunes equals Hitsville, USA.
Cool.
Also, we need someone willing to kiss several men passionately whilst they sing.
Sorry. I will not do that.
It's kissing that and singing. Will you do me this favor? Think on it. Just think on it. In the meantime, I have one question.
Walter,
calm yourself. I merely wanted to ask you, gents, if you had heard about the corduroy pillows.
Yeah, sure have. They're making headlines.
Indeed they are. Do you get it, Scaremaster?
What's that?
Yes. It's a thinker. It's a thinker. Headlines, yes.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's a thinker, and I'm a stinker. I must skip to the loo before I soil myself. Toodles on, and welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Scaremaster lied about the mental institution.
No, I couldn't tell him. He's off the phone. I could not tell him.
Thank you.
He would have flipped the fuck out.
You know he was going to dedicate a wing at that hospital?
The more I get away from the announcement, the more I feel like, my God, what the fuck is going on here?
You know what's the set? Can I say something?
Guys, can I ask a favor?
Yeah, what?
Sure.
Please do not make any more announcements about this
Scaremaster
thing that I did to you guys.
Lying about being injured or being messed up is so uncool because that's what friends do. You know what? Let me tell you something. You're joking about going to the hospital. I was in the hospital today. Okay?
It's scary.
Look, I cut my hand. I was making a mortadella sandwich.
And you cut your finger?
Yep.
No fun.
That's like me lying.
That was a joke. That was a joke there.
I see. And you got a spring inside there or something.
Is that the end of $10 shout-outs?
Didn't we close it out earlier?
Yes, you did.
All right, let's close it out again. Did we ever close up Perry's Movie Time?
Yes, we did.
Let's do them both right back-to-back. This is for Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
And this is for the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
All right, now a quick question for you, Perry. And, you know, if you don't want to talk about it, I understand. I received a couple calls today from your manager, Nick. What is going on with the two of you guys?
Well, I made up with him. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I was having a dispute this week, and it was over a bunch of shit. And
was it about you lying about going to the hospital?
No, it was about illegal garbage.
Does he know that you lied about going to the hospital?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, you know what? He might have told me in a phone message he left for me. Maybe we should play that phone message and just see what he had to say. Is that okay with you?
Go ahead.
All right, hit that phone message, please.
Hey, Don, this is Nick, man. It's been a tiny bit what happened. Cora wanted to say something and tell you what happened.
Hi, Uncle Don. Some things were worrying about me and saying nice things to my dad. I was waiting for my mom to call because my grandma is real sick in the hospital. And the phone rang, and I picked up the phone, and Perry and were screaming at me and said I was dead. And they said they will get rid of us, and they were swearing bad words at me. And I was scared, and I don't remember the rest.
Oh, shit.
Okay. They're just bad guys, Perry. My son doesn't remember the rest because he was so scared and shaking so bad after they fucking scared the crap out of him that his body shut down and he had a seizure. And I had to take him to the hospital. I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because I'm fucking pissed. Oh, by the way, you know this. My son's autistic. I'm done. I can't take that fucking bastard anymore. He doesn't deserve to be part of the big three. You should find somebody who fucking wants it and deserves it. You need to get away from Perry, dude. He's bad news. If I can't help him, nobody can. I love the big three. You worked your ass off for this, Don and Mary Jane and Vince, and I felt worse for you guys because this fucking guy took it away from you guys again. Oh.
I want to say Mole worked together really hard, and that was Perry's manager. But now it's time with 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
Oh, my God. 60 Seconds with Scary Perry Skateboards. To order Scary Perry Skateboards and T-shirts, go to www.scaryperryskateboards.com. Again, that's spelled SCARYPERRYSK, the number 8, and boards.com.
Are you lying about the skateboards like you lied about going to mental hospital?
Let him have his 60 seconds.
They're USA made. The shirts are USA made.
No, maybe say, and that's no lie, like the lie I told about going to a mental hospital.
That is no lie.
Like the lie I said about
The lie I just said about going to the institute was...
But it's no lie that I made an autistic boy cry.
Please, I don't want to go there because I feel very sad and very sorry over
Why,
that.
What did you do? You called him and you yelled and you screamed at him?
I apologized like...
Stop! And that was 60 Seconds with Perry.
But why did you yell at the kid?
I didn't yell at the kid.
He said you did. He said you yelled at him and made him
Did
cry.
Your friend yell at him?
My friend didn't know that the kid was on the phone. My friend just thought it was Nick and went off.
What was he going off about? Just out of curiosity.
He has these rages like I have rages when
so
I go off.
So let me ask you this, and we're not going to mention anybody's name, but don't you think that when your friend is around business associates of yours that he has nothing to do with, he should be a little bit more respectful for your business?
You know, sometimes I can't control this guy, and it's getting really crazy.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's who you deal with, right, Mole?
Who did?
Me. I dealt with the wrong... I put my friend in the wrong situation, and it's never going to happen again.
No. You said that before.
Number one, well, it's not getting this close.
But do you understand this? I don't really want to talk about it anymore, but I hope you see...
Thank you.
...that what you just did there is you may have lost your manager, maybe the best friend you have, a guy who works
with us.
Yeah,
that guy was really, really good friend of yours.
Nick
was
a really good guy.
He's almost your best friend, except I'm your best friend.
Yeah, besides Mole,
John D., the kid that I've known since I was 8 years old...
You killed him?
...is my best friend.
But he doesn't like you anymore. What'd you do to him? Did you lie to him about stuff?
No.
Probably.
I hardly talk to the guy. I mean, he's somewhere out in the Phoenix, Arizona area,
yeah,
I mean, I hardly talk to John D., but that has been my best friend for life. He's like a younger brother to me, and
well, you know what? Here's what I'm more concerned with. You know, all
but
this...
now you guys for the Big Three podcast.
All right,
you guys
I don't
have been
Perry
the closest...
Perry. Can I just say this? Everything you say right now, I don't believe. It's best that we just don't talk.
I
about
believe
this
him.
Right now. No.
He wouldn't lie to us. He's never lied to us.
No, he
except for once.
When?
No.
Just 12 days ago, 14 days ago.
Oh, this is the only time?
I smoked that apple cherry wheat tobacco. I keep forgetting about that lie.
Let me ask you this. When I've loaned you money before and you never paid it
back. That was years ago.
Okay, so the thousand.
That was.
All right,
that was,
you're right. It was years
okay,
ago. And I
that
didn't,
I lied about too.
All right. And when you stole my wallet, when you came over to borrow money for rent. Okay, that was kind of a lie. I mean, you later admitted it when I told you that there was a camera on you, but that was kind of a lie. But listen, let's
we
not...
Were, that was,
let,
was,
that was kind
a
of
joke.
A lie. It was
a joke?
It
was kind of a joke.
Okay, well, here's what I'm saying. Let's not talk about this anymore. Let's talk about positive things
that
people want to hear about, because I'm sure everybody's going to be on Perry's side.
Well,
and you know what?
You know,
everybody's
what? Maybe,
be...
you know, maybe the move to do is talk about the best Thai food this side of Thailand right here in beautiful West Hollywood.
You're talking about what the huck? When it comes to fine Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. We're not lying to you. It's the best Thai cuisine in the West Hollywood area.
That's right. It's no lie. And you won't end up in a fake mental hospital.
It's no lie. It's the best Thai.
Whoa.
What the Huck?
Yeah, that's pretty good. You got to admit
number?
That's pretty
What's
good.
The number?
323-654-7952. Thank you.
3-3-6-5-4-7-9-5-2.
Is that Spanish?
No.
French?
No.
Polish?
Okay, stop. All right, we're running out of time, and I want to make sure that we get to another story in the long book of Perry's sexcapades.
I got to tell one of those. Oh, boy. More stories about the broads that I've been banging. Which one do you want to hear now?
You were supposed to be ready to come here. That's what you promised.
Well, I've got a lot of them.
Well, you promised to have one ready. Mary Jane.
When Perry arrived, I asked him if he had his paperwork, and he got a piece of paper and put it in his pocket, and I said, is that your thing you're supposed to do? And he
well,
said,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah,
all right, then go ahead, do it.
That.
Perry's sexcapades.
I could tell you guys about one of the times back at the grocery store.
Va, va, va.
You already did that. When you went,
that was one time, not all the
time. A different girl?
Other time?
Different girl. Talk about a chick named Heidi. Okay?
All right.
She was another cute piece of ass that I worked with at Albertson's Market in Laguna Beach.
Do you see why calling him a piece of ass might offend him?
Sorry, Mary Jane. You're a lady. Okay, I shouldn't be talking like that. This is... You know, we're kind of doing guy talk here.
No, we're doing Perry's sexcapades.
It's Perry's sexcapades.
Complete different segment.
All right. Perry's sexcapades. Chick's name's Heidi. She was rocking, socking, sexy as could be. But she was one of the Clerks at Albertsons in Laguna Beach. And it was late night, one night, you know, she's stocking the shelves, and then her and I went in the back room.
What sort of stuff was she stocking?
She was stocking the girl items, you know.
Which one?
The girl, the you know, like the tampons and stuff like that, and makeup. And that was her section of the store. And then when she came back into my side of the grocery store,
like boy stuff.
I was stocking the beer box at the time, and pricing all the hard liquor upstairs. So she came up in her side of the upstairs where the makeup and stuff was, you know, and then we had a little talk, and then she says, okay, you know, when so-and-so leaves, let's just go in the bathroom and do our thing, which we did.
And what was your thing?
What was our thing?
Yeah. That story was hot, man. That really, that was really fucking on fire.
That was, sex.
Okay, Perry, that's it.
Oh, you want me?
No,
to
I
want
to end. That's really good. All right, that was another chapter in Perry's sexcapades. Well, you know, I don't know why.
It's either I'm really hot,
Perry. Stop.
Or I'm.
Well, you're wearing a suit.
I'm.
You're wearing
kind
a suit.
Kind of on a low
blood sugar. Okay, Mole. It is time where we do the best thing that we do on this show. It's time once again for a little thing I like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. This is where Mole will set some sort of scenario. He'll cast the scene, and then he'll direct the scene. Now, Mole, I'm sorry that we rushed to this, but I just don't feel good today. I don't know why. I feel like I've been really fucking used.
You don't want to do Mole Play?
I want to do Mole Play, but I'm just telling you, if I seem a little bit out of it, I might not be as good as I normally
will
am.
Will it make you feel better to know that Mole Play is in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game, a division of Perpetic Industries?
That brings a smile to my face. That's, yes, it does.
Scare Are you master, talking about you that sit? Board game that nearly killed some
quiet,
kids?
Why do you got to bring up negative? We never do that.
So what did you do for those 2 weeks that you were lying about being in the mental hospital? And boy, what happened?
I locked myself in my place.
What would happen if
I went nowhere?
What if Dan and I came over to your apartment?
I wouldn't let you in.
But we would have known that you were lying to us.
That's
well,
for
if
sure.
If you guys saw that my stuff was there and stuff, nobody would be let in. It would be, you know, you wouldn't know that I was home.
Okay, well, let's do Mole Play. Let's do that. Let's just get out of here.
Okay, here's a great Mole Play, all right? This is something that people have been talking about for a long time. They've been going, what happened that night at the Albertsons when Scaremaster really met Heidi? What was the Heidi Bowl? Scaremaster.
That's not Heidi. He all looks right. More like the...
No, you're not... He's not,
I'm not,
that's
Heidi.
Not Heidi.
I'm not Heidi. You'll be Heidi.
You'll be Heidi to show us what Heidi was like. Dan, you be Scaremaster.
No way.
Mole Play.
I feel like a fuck. Come on out back here. I want to get my cock sucked. Heidi!
Christ. Heidi's busy stocking the tampons and feminine hygiene
I
stuff.
Wasn't like that.
I'm horny! Let me stuff you through with my berry cock!
Heidi, say something, man. Come on, get into it.
Lower your voice.
I can't! I'm crazy!
Lower your voice.
Oh, my God. He forces himself on her.
Come here! Come here! Suck my cock! Suck it! Suck it! Suck it!
Scary Master, don't really do it, dude.
Get away from me. Get away. What are you doing? Stop it, Perry. Get your mouth off my dick.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
play.
What the fuck were you doing, Dream?
Scaremaster, you like quickly jumped on that one. You were like, all right.
I wasn't sucking dick. I'm making sound effects, you finally fucking sick bastards.
Well, you know what? Today was an interesting show, to say the least.
Can I ask a question about
about lying?
Scary Perry the Platypus on my fucking can of soup? Why is it that I don't get a goddamn penny? They use my fucking look.
Well, why do
they steal my fucking hat?
Why don't you sue Campbell's Soup, Scaremaster?
Let's just not mention suing. I don't want to sue anybody anymore.
Okay, when I get done with my brother, it's over. It's
that's the last lawsuit, your brother.
When you get your family and get the money out of them, then it's
when
over.
When I get the money that was stolen from my mother's will, it's right. It's fucking.
Let's not talk legal stuff.
That does not sound like the LeBrant that I know.
No,
oh,
it
yeah, that's exactly the LeBrant, you know.
All right, let's
the
forget
the fucking
it.
Lying, thieving piece of shit.
Oh, liar. He's a liar. He's a liar.
He's more of a thief than anybody else in the
fucking
world.
Who's the liar? Who's the liar?
Let me just...
Okay, I fibbed about being in the fucking
lie.
For 2 weeks, we didn't know what the hell was happening.
Two fucking weeks. And the only thing he lied about was trying to save your feelings that your mom loved him more than you.
The only thing he lied about? He lied about his fucking entire life.
He did. He lied to save your feelings that your mom loved him more than she loved you. That's why she left everything to him.
All right. That's let's just
allegedly.
Thanks. Allegedly. Thanks. Well, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, don't forget on Twitter you can get me at Simply Don using the number one. Simply Don one. Perry's at
Perry 818.
Mole, are you on Twitter?
I'm under Dr. Marvin Rothstein on LinkedIn, but I think I made a mistake. I think I got some other guy's thing.
Oh.
I have Scary Perry.
All right, wait a
second.
Let me just say this. Perry, can I finish what I'm saying? John Quincy Adams, who he likes us to give a shout out at JQA Productions. Also, if you want to get in touch with us on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris, and it's Perry F. Caravello, and that's
K-A-R as in car. A V is in Victoria, E-L-L-O.
And don't forget, October 15th, that is a Monday night. Don't forget, it's the Ding Dong Show Rocktoberfest. It's a Ding Dong Show Rock. Shut up. It's a Ding Dong Show Rocktoberfest. It's got the Barris Kennedy Overdrive, all the Ding Dongers, a special appearance by...
The Screaming
And
Spirit.
Hopefully...
I might play drums.
That would be... Mole.
I've never played drums.
More than anything in the world, would love to have you come and play drums during this.
How big is the
please.
Drum kit?
Well,
you'll sing and I'll play the drums for you.
You're going to play drums?
Yes.
I'll sing and play drums.
That's perfect.
Like Terry Bozzio.
But Mole, that would be the best night ever.
Super fire.
All right. So you start practicing the drums. Anyway, put it there, guys. Here we are. We're back together. Big three. Goodbye.